Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 9. The verse for that reading is John chapter 14, verse 27. And it reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." I was looking at that chapter. Chapter 14 of John is, to me, an amazing chapter. It does have a couple of the Bible verses that I know that I have memorized, and I try to keep them in my memory. I want to not lose sight of who, you know, what those verses say and what I learned from them. One of the first ones in that chapter is John 14, 6. And this is how it reads. It says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And I love that direct information that we are given, the direct truth of how do I know God, how do I sense His presence. Another place in the Bible says that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God, and so if I want to see God, I need to see Jesus. If I want to see Jesus, I want to definitely be in God's Word. As I've said before, as I've learned, the Old Testament shows us why we need a Savior. Why was Jesus needed? Why did we need a Savior? And the New Testament is the Savior arrives and He lives and He suffers, He dies. But He rises again, and He is now at the right hand of the Father. And all these things are wonderful if we have the humility to accept Him as our Lord and our Savior. When we put our trust in what He has done, and we stop striving to bring meaning to life. He is the meaning. He is the way. He says it in 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And I can testify to that the life that I have with Him is a life of peace. We talked about the peace. It's not a life without difficulties at times. And that's just a given. On this side of heaven, we will have difficulty. It's just the way it is. We can't escape it. But God does not leave us alone in that difficulty. He gives us warnings of it in His Word. In fact, later on in the chapter, Jesus tells us, you know, that this is what happened. In fact, not this chapter, but chapter 16:33, He says, "In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I have found that my attitude makes so much of a difference. My attitude actually is it is almost like a billboard of what it is. Do I really believe what God is saying in His Word, or am I just mouthing words? You know, I can memorize words and repeat words and even pray words, but am I living what the Word says? I want to live it out, and it really will show itself in my peace, in the peacefulness that I have, that I will not have that fear or I will not maintain that fear. Let me put that this way, because every day is something that I fall into fear about it. But I recognize it right away that it is not anything that I need to experience. And if I am experiencing, it means that I need to get back in touch with the Lord, with my heart, with myself. Others can pray with me, and in fact, they do pray with me at times, but my initial response should be to be with the Lord Himself. The more that I go to Him myself, the more I trust Him. And not only that, you know, going to people right away, again, could keep me like baby, like a little baby, and not growing in my understanding and trust of the Lord. God is, He doesn't play favorites, and He wants us to know Him on a personal level. And each individual that we can go to Him and hear from Him, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And if I want that relationship with God, I come through Him. He's the only way. He's the only way that I can reach the Father, truly to reach Him and to know that peace. And this particular chapter, of course, is right before He goes to the cross. He's going to go to the cross the next day. And so there are many things that He wants them to know. And He tells them to what He wants them to know. Another Bible verse out of that chapter, though, that I have memorized was that 21, John 14:21. It says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." And that, I remember reading that with some of the first times, and it was so comforting to me, and still comforting to me. It lets me know that, you know, I can see the Lord, I can hear the Lord, and I will hear Him and see Him more as I put my trust more and more in Him and obey what He tells me to do. Because the more I'm in the Word, the more I see His love for me, so much so that He wants me not to keep tripping in these little manholes that the enemy has out for me. He doesn't want that for me. And so He has commands. He has certain guidelines that He wants me to know and to live them out, to follow them. And the Word, if I'm not in the Word, I really don't have those in my heart. I might even hear other people talk about them. But when it became real to me, when I was in the Word myself, you know, alone with Him and listening to Him and thinking about what He had already taught me and making connections about the things that were unknown in my life at the present time and making little more and more inroads into things. And so very, very grateful. So it says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them, he is the one who loves me." You know, I can go around all I want to and speak about my great love for the Lord, but it shows itself in my obedience. You know, do I know what He requires? And in the power of the Spirit, do I do those things? If I merely know them and not do them, then my love is at best shallow, very, very shallow. But he wants me to love him. And that means I have to see how he loves me. And being in the Word, I see that. I see that. And he says, the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them and show myself to them. And that's also what is so real, is that there's an old song that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And it is a wonderful sense of assurance that happens when a person stays in the Word with their heart. It's not anything to boast about. It's just as the reading today, we're talking about peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we can move through life in a very peaceful way. The other advantage, of course, of peace is that I hear better. When I am squirreling around, being, I call it squirrely, I definitely have a hard time hearing the Word of God. And not only that, I can be a bad witness, because that squirrelingness also can bring with it a grumpiness and a grouchiness. You know, a few days ago we were reading again about Martha and Mary, and Martha had excellent intentions. She wanted to get things ready for the Lord, but the Lord was already there, and he was already preaching at that point. And her sister had left to go sit at his feet and to listen to what he was speaking. And but Martha was still running around trying to get things, quote unquote, right. The rightness of life was right in her home, Jesus Christ. Her sister saw it. She did not. She can, you know, we can still get into our good agenda, you know, that we know the good thing to do. But is it the God thing to do? Has God given us the directive to do that? And like I said, when it shows up on me, oh, anxiety, it will show up as grouchiness, it will show up as bitterness, that like, Martha was saying, nobody's helping me. Nobody's helping me. You know, that type of attitude. I'm doing all of the work, you know, like that. Mm-mm. Again, you know, am I keeping in step with the Spirit? Am I asking God what he has commanded for me to do? And am I doing it out of love for all that he has shown me? And so, yeah, I want to have his commands. I want to keep them. I want to show my love for him in that way. And then another of the verses is the verse right before the one that was highlighted today in this reading. And that was, for me, verse 26, where it says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Oh, that reminding part right now is so good for me. Because I don't know, I pray against it, but I still at times feel my memory is not the same as it, you know, had been. It could be that, you know, next week I'll be 76, and so some of that could be that. Also, you know, I definitely went through cancer and chemotherapy and all the other things that people talk about that could possibly have some effect on the memory, let alone any kind of diversion. I can definitely get the memory thing. But this I know. Oh, I know that Jesus, the Lord, he can never be taken away from me. I can never lose his love. You know, and that, oh, I love to go back to that understanding that, guess what? The Lord is still here. The Lord is still by your side. And God the Father is holding your hand. You know, what's the deal? What's the problem here? And when I can get back to that place, and also when I don't remember something, especially like the word, sometimes when I'm even doing my Bible memory, it's like, I knew this so well. I don't know it. And I just sometimes just have to say, Father, you know, just bring it back. Bring it back. And He will eventually bring it back to the memory again, and I'm grateful. So I'm grateful for that indwelling Holy Spirit. But then we go to the verse that we were on today, and that is that of John 14:27, and it means peace. I leave with you my peace. I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Oh, like I said, sometimes, you know, when I read and reread scripture, it fans up again, that gratitude to know God, to really to know Him. And I know what they're talking about, that peace. Very, very grateful about that peace. And that I don't have to worry. It's not like the way the world is and takes. God's peace is always available to me. So I do want to be very aware when those emotions, any kind of anxiety or fear or bitterness, any of those negative things they're not for me anymore. I've been born again, and I'm a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. And so let me pray. Father, I do thank you for the peace that you have given to all of us who know you, Lord. And I pray that each one of us will not let a day go by where we are not reveling in that peace. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you that we don't have to live troubled lives anymore. We don't have to live guilty and shame anymore. We don't have to cry unnecessarily, you know, get into high drama or anything like that anymore. It's because of Jesus and what He has done on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for the people who came into our lives, who lived, you are in them. They lived it out before us, and we were drawn to who they are. And we want to be those people today for you, Lord. We want to carry that torch into this world. Many people at this time don't have the peace. They don't have the rest and the assurance of Jesus. But you have indeed given it to us. Thank you, our Lord. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, that I pray. Amen.